When Congress passed its budget bill this summer, it changed which college degrees are classified as professional programs. That's important because it caps the amount of money students can borrow to get those degrees. Instead of being able to take out up to $200,000 in federal student loans, borrowing would be capped at $100,000. The Trump administration has called these common sense limits on borrowing. Programs affected include nursing, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and others. WUWM education reporter Catherine Kokel looked into what that means for nursing students and the profession in Milwaukee.
Hannah Moffenbeyer was working as a bedside nurse when she realized that something was seriously wrong with the American healthcare system.
When I was at the bedside, I could quite literally feel the system itself like cracking underneath.
She was scared. Workloads were increasing, staff were retiring earlier, and nurses were afraid to ask for help.
There were days when I was working in the ICU or in the emergency department where I wasn't safe. And not just physically, like I didn't feel safe because I couldn't keep my patients safe because I didn't have the resources to.
Moffenbeyer had a bachelor's degree in nursing, but realized that she needed to do more to help fix her profession. She decided to get her doctorate in nursing, or DNP, at Marquette University.
I didn't want to just survive the system or like do whatever I could from within it. I wanted the education to actually change it.
Moffenbeyer is now one of thousands of nursing graduate students who may not be able to borrow as much money to get that degree. The proposed caps to federal borrowing aren't set in stone yet. A public comment period will begin in early 2026. Certain students, like those studying medicine or law, wouldn't be affected by any borrowing caps. But lowering the amount of money that nursing students can borrow will create huge problems. While the lifetime cap on federal loans would be $100,000, students would only be able to borrow up to $20,000 per year. That's down from a current cap of $50,000 per year.
Depending on program, we have 50 to 75% of our grad students who are accessing federal loans.
That's Jill Katormson, the dean of the College of Nursing at Marquette University. She explains that graduate students often take out loans to cover their living expenses while they're in school. Full-time clinical work for nursing students isn't paid.
The concern is really predominantly for those students who are going to school year-round and are taking a high credit load. So my largest concern for students in these grad spaces is on that annual cap limit, where they will quickly hit the 20,000 before they're done with a full academic year.
If students are made to borrow less, why can't schools like Marquette lower tuition or make it easier for nurses to work while they're taking classes?
We actually encourage them to really limit the amount that they work so they can focus on school and becoming a safe and effective practitioner.
And she says programs need to pay nursing educators well because they could be earning a lot more money working at the bedside. Not everyone thinks that capping federal loans is a bad thing. Jack Wallace works for YRefi, a private lending company specializing in refinancing student loans. He says that changes would force students to be more mindful about taking out loans that they can't afford.
It's brought attention, again, about, you know, what's the ROI on the degree. We need to be better educated consumers when we're picking a college or a university and a program.
For students, it feels personal. Here's Moffenbeyer, the nursing student getting her doctorate.
Part of why it does hit so hard is because we just lived through a moment where the whole country saw what nurses carry. And it's not like it started during COVID. The world kind of went back to normal, but we didn't get that luxury.
Catherine Kokel, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.